Chapter 8. Saving the British Army. Neville Chamberlain had not spoken very much during the war cabinet meetings of the past few days, but at the meeting on 23rd of May, he gave his opinion. He said that, instead of attacking, it would be better for the BEF to retreat. There was still a chance to evacuate the troops back to Britain. But if this did not happen and the BEF was destroyed, there would be no army to defend Britain. As usual, Lord Halifax supported Chamberlain. And then he read out a telegram he had received from the British ambassador in Rome. According to the ambassador, Mussolini was only waiting for the German army to control the towns on the north coast of France before declaring war. It was clear that Halifax thought Italy had a key part in what was going to happen next in Europe. The situation had become extremely serious, with the British army retreating, the fall of France, and a possible new enemy, Italy, entering the war. Winston needed to tell Parliament what was happening. He spoke to them at 3 p.m., but in this speech he did not mention anything about victory. The next morning, Winston was shocked to learn that the German army was already in Boulogne, that the soldiers in the BEF had only half their normal amount of food, and that Weygand's plan to attack the Germans in the north had not yet begun. So Winston called Weygand at 6 p.m. to ask what was going on. Weygand informed Winston that the French army had succeeded in taking back three French towns from the Germans. Although Winston believed him, actually this information was false. When the war cabinet met at 7 p.m. that evening, Winston told them he was considering Chamberlain's idea of evacuating the British army from France. The situation in Boulogne was a disaster, he said, and perhaps it was time for the BEF to retreat to the coast, although General Weygand still thought that the British and French armies should continue attacking the Germans. Winston was not confident that the general's plan would succeed, but he was not sure about evacuating the troops either. It would be very dangerous, and many soldiers would probably die. Winston then went to Buckingham Palace to inform King George VI about the situation. The king was very worried and later wrote in his diary, "The Prime Minister came at 10:30 p.m. He told me that if the French plan made by Weygand did not succeed, he would have to order the BEF back to England. This would mean they would lose all guns, tanks in France. The question was whether we could get the troops back from Calais and Dunkirk." After Winston returned to the Admiralty, he was told that Weygand's plan was going wrong. During that night, 1,000 British troops were evacuated from Boulogne while the Germans were bombing them heavily, but 200 soldiers were not able to escape. Meanwhile, just over 20 miles up the coast, Brigadier Nicholson and his troops were defending Calais. The town was surrounded by the German army, and there was no way out. But Nicholson and his soldiers had to continue fighting because there was no other large town between Calais and Dunkirk, where most of the BEF was arriving. If Nicholson surrendered, there would be nothing to prevent the German army from reaching Dunkirk before the BEF could be evacuated. As the situation in France became worse and the direct danger to Britain increased, Winston became more and more worried. He became ill, and his doctor ordered him to stay in bed. But Winston was not a good patient, and he continued to run the war from his bed. He heard that General Ismay had sent a message to Brigadier Nicholson in Calais to advise him to evacuate his men. Winston was very angry about this and sent another message to Nicholson. He told him his job was to stay in Calais and fight the German troops, to give the army time to evacuate the BEF from Dunkirk. Later that day, On 24th of May, General Ironside reported that the German tanks had passed the west side of Calais and were now between the town and the sea. Brigadier Nicholson was hoping for another order to evacuate his men from Calais, and he did not know that the War Cabinet had decided not to do this. At 7:05 p.m., Nicholson sent a message asking for more troops. At 11:23 p.m., Nicholson received an answer from the War Cabinet, telling him not to evacuate and ordering him to choose the best position and fight on. The next day, Winston himself sent a strong message to Nicholson, telling him how important for Britain and France it was to defend Calais. "The eyes of the Empire are upon Calais." Meanwhile, Winston had received a telegram from Paul Reynaud, informing him that the BEF was no longer following General Weygand's plan and was moving towards the towns on the north coast of France. The road to Dunkirk was now wide open to both British and German troops. When Halifax realised that there was no longer a plan for the BEF to attack the Germans, but instead it was retreating to the coast, he started thinking again about approaching Mussolini with the idea of making peace. He knew that many rich people in the Conservative Party would support this idea, because it was very important for them to keep their lands and families safe. They would be very happy about making a peace agreement with Mussolini if Britain could not continue fighting because its army was destroyed. Prime Minister Reynaud was on his way from France to London to discuss the war situation. Winston warned the War Cabinet that Reynaud was probably going to tell them that France could not continue fighting. Halifax could no longer be silent. He informed the War Cabinet about a meeting he had at the Italian Embassy in London. At this meeting, it was said that there were many important people in Italy who did not want war, and that if the British government approached the Italian government to discuss a possible agreement, this would be welcomed by the Italians. The Italian ambassador had told Halifax that Mussolini wanted peace in Europe. Halifax had replied that this was what Britain wanted too. Halifax told the War Cabinet that the most important thing now for Britain was not to win the war, but to keep independence for itself and its empire. Britain was losing the war, and if there was a chance to prevent the deaths of more young people, Britain should take it. Now Winston was in a very difficult position. Only 1 week before, Mussolini had replied to a letter from Winston in a way that was not very friendly. But now the situation had changed for Britain. Britain's ally, France, was probably going to surrender to Germany, and the BEF was in terrible danger. Winston did not like the idea of approaching Mussolini, and he did not think it would succeed. He was worried that, if Britain approached Mussolini, this could lead to peace talks with Hitler. He did not want Britain to be in a weak position, in which we went to Mussolini and invited him to go to Hitler and ask him to act nicely. But he had to think about what was best for the British people. So he agreed that perhaps they should consider it. If most British people had known that their leaders were considering making a peace agreement with a dictator, they would have been shocked. But the newspapers often reported false information, so people believed that Britain and the Allies were winning the war. Everything depended on what France was going to do. If France surrendered, Britain would be in a much weaker position, and Winston had to consider that. If France was not going to continue fighting, it was still important for Britain that France stayed in the war as long as possible. The BEF needed the French army to support them and help them escape safely. But nobody knew if Britain would succeed in evacuating its troops. If the BEF was destroyed, Britain would have no army to defend it, and it would be in the same weak position as France. So, on 26th of May, after a four-hour meeting, Winston agreed that Halifax could write a paper suggesting how to approach Mussolini, which the War Cabinet would discuss the next day. Halifax went happily away to write his paper. But meanwhile, Winston was thinking hard about how the British Army could be saved. The big question was, how could the troops be safely evacuated back to Britain? More than 300,000 British troops were about to arrive at Dunkirk, but the British Navy ships could not get close enough to the beach to protect them because of air attacks by the Luftwaffe. General Ironside had said that he thought only 10% of the men could be saved. President Roosevelt once said about Winston, "He has 100 ideas a day. 4 are good, the other 96, dangerous." 6 days before, at the meeting of the War Cabinet on 20th of May, Winston had had an excellent idea. He had suggested that the Admiralty could collect a large number of small boats to sail across the English Channel to Dunkirk and bring back the British troops of the BEF. They could do this by asking ordinary people who owned boats for help. Winston had contacted an old friend who had worked for the Admiralty and asked him to put out a public call for boats on national radio. There were now 800 little ships waiting to sail across the English Channel to Dunkirk. Winston knew that the plan was taking a huge risk with the lives of ordinary people. But if the British Army could be saved, then Britain could continue fighting. So, on 26th of May, Winston hurried to the Admiralty, and at 6:57 p.m, he gave the order for the boats to start sailing. At the same time, he sent another telegram to Brigadier Nicholson at Calais, informing him again of the decision not to evacuate and saying his men must continue to fight to the end. Nicholson and his brave men followed their orders. They refused to surrender and continued fighting until the last moment, when the German flag was raised above the tower in the Hotel de Ville, the most important building in Calais. Then they were led out of the building with their hands above their heads and a line of German guns pointing at them. They were sent to prisoner of war camps for the rest of the war. Sadly, Nicholson died 3 years later when he fell out of a window at his camp. Anthony Eden described the decision not to evacuate Nicholson and his men as one of the most painful of the war. Winston, too, felt terribly sad. He had ordered 2,000 men to fight to the end in the hope of saving several hundred thousand others. At dinner at Admiralty House that evening, with Eden, Ismay and Ironside, he was unusually silent.